wide open race this year. Moscow Manon, they're saying that if he was trained by Willie Mullins, he'd be shorter. There seems a little bit of doubt about how good Mullins's are. What do you recommend?
Yeah, I think you've probably hit the nail on the head there, Tom. I think the Mullins team this year isn't as strong in previous as in previous years, and I think Willie would be the first to admit that. Champagne Fever's the shortest price of his, but he won a terrible race at Ferrier's, albeit in a canter, and this will be a world apart from what he achieved there. Whereas Moscow Manon, he's won three bumpers. He's actually got quite a similar profile to what Don Gwibb had the year he won it. So I think he's certainly worthy of his place at the top of the market when you look at him against something like Champagne Fever. But it's difficult to get a handle on the form. There's so many unexposed horses in this. Two others I like from what I've seen of them so far. Jezky, who won well for Jessica Harrington at Leopardstown on Sunday. That was his second win. And Clonbannon Lad, who beat another Mullins horse very impressively at Nace last time, Mazel Tov. Little bit of a worry maybe that all his form is on soft ground, Clonbannon Lad, but if he handles the better conditions, he'd be in with a chance too. But there could well be some very high-class British-trained horses in there as well. Royal Guardsman, I thought, was pretty impressive when I saw him winning. And Village Vic there, 16-1, just touched off by Shut the Front Door at Newbreed. Won his previous start impressively, and the horse that beat him isn't going to Cheltenham, so he could be one at a bigger price as well. But in truth, Tom, it is a very, very open race, and one I'd say it's, well, Moscow Manon's a worthy favourite. I think it's difficult to have a strong view on it.